So you're with the Resistance?
Hello, what have we here?
I'm a big deal in the Resistance.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Resistance Radio. It's episode 75. Hope you all enjoyed last week's show, because this week it's all about Force Friday. As always, I'm Mikey B, and I'm joined by my co-host, Danya.
Hi everyone.
Hey Danya, welcome back. We also have Ben joining us this week. Hey Ben.
Hey everyone, what's going on?
Nothing.
I tried the Danya thing. It didn't work.
You tried it. You tried it. That's all that matters. It's like you do. I guess Yoda would say you do or do not. So next time, do not. Yeah. Anyway, we also have Dano.
Right? Guys, what's going on?
Hey, Dano. How
Let's
you doing today?
Let's hear it for Ben.
Yeah,
wow,
Ben.
Said hi to whatever. Anyway, okay.
Hey, yeah, Dana, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's an awesome weekend. Force Friday and everything. It's so awesome.
Oh, man, wasn't it not amazing? Oh, we had lots of fun things that happened the weekend.
It's the best time of year right now.
Well, except December is better.
Okay, second best time of year.
Second best time of the year, right? All right. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can get a hold of us on Twitter at @RRadioPodcast. You can leave a comment on our Facebook, send us an email through our website, resistanceradio.net, or leave a comment on this post when it goes up on hypeable.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/resistanceradio. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, get the latest Star Wars audiobook for free, including Phasma or Princess Leia, which are both really good books. I just started Princess Leia. I haven't read Phasma except for the back of the book, which is pretty good so far. But I'm excited for these two books, and I know we're going to do a couple episodes focusing on each one of them. Right, Danya?
Yes, we are, as soon as I figure out how I'm getting them, because staggered release with the UK. They've come out in some formats and not others, so now I need to decide how I'm buying it. It's fine. I'll figure it out and then get started on reading it. I'm reading so much at the moment, though.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We have time for Star Wars, always. We also have launched our Patreon. Check it out at patreon.com/resistanceradiopodcast. We have some awesome perks, including joining us in Discord chat, so you can join us live as we record our shows, hear all the random banter beforehand and after the show. We also have our movie nights, which Attack of the Clones will be released sometime this week. I just got the last audio for it. We have After Dark episodes. There are two After Dark episodes up there right now. As well as a third one planned sometime soon, whenever we have time. You can also download the first one. If you're kind of interested to see what's going on with our Discord, you can always go to our Patreon page and download the first After Dark episode called Potter Wars. You can check that out for free just to see what we have. If you can't afford to support us on Patreon, we have t-shirts and buttons for sale on our website, resistanceradio.net. I think it's time for the news, and I'm going all over the place with, you know, reading text here. Anyway, first bit of news is, again, toy-related, because it was Force Friday 2 days ago, and I was super excited for it. But the first bit of news we have is Benicio del Toro's character, which we've reported before being called DJ, and there was lots of things that, he's, you know, Ezra Bridger, and especially before Season 3, we're like, it stands for Dark Jedi, we don't know. Well, in the Funko Pop that was released on his hat, there's some Arabish, which is the Star Wars letter alphabet, or the Star Wars alphabet, and on that it translates to "Don't join DJ." What do you guys think about this?
Interesting. I mean, so I think it was MovieWeb who wrote the article about this, breaking it down and stuff, but. I guess a little bit further down, it was saying that DJ is friends with Mask Nada, and he is very much a neutral party in that he refuses to choose a side. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, we've gotten that information that he refused to choose a side, so like we kind of don't know where his loyalties lie. So
if he has loyalties to either side, I mean, he's one of those people who's probably like, both sides have very valid points.
Or both sides are wrong.
Or both sides are wrong.
Yeah, it could go that way too.
Yeah. So, I do find it interesting that, you know, he could be a third party, and something we haven't seen before, which is why they always said, you know, just call him DJ. And, you know, as we get to later news, when we're going to talk about the new Rebels trailer, you know, this doesn't mean that it's not Ezra Bridger grown up. You know, it really could be, because, you know, that trailer kind of alludes to someone kind of losing hope in the whole rebellion against the Empire, and, you know, someone who may have lived through it just kind of fed up and over it. You know, so don't join either side, don't join the Resistance, don't join the First Order. But I found it interesting that a little leak came out from a character.
Any thoughts on that? When I see DJ, I was thinking, whose name starts with a D? The only name that I want to see is Duquesne. We don't know who Duquesne is, but
who
they mentioned
the
his name.
Falcon?
Like, yeah, but they mentioned his name. He was important enough for them to keep that bit of dialogue in there that they mentioned his name twice. I have a feeling this might be Duquesne.
I want the Irving brothers too, you know, because...
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
I feel
it's
like
so
a buddy
funny
cop
for
film.
Me. It's so funny for me that DJ is the initials being used. Those are the initials of my brother's name as well. So, his name is Dominic James. So
it's like... Dominic James, Donya's brothers in the movie, everyone.
That was actually my nickname.
That's it.
That was my nickname growing up. In fact, my parents still call me DJ because I'm technically Daniel Jr. So they've always called me DJ. Yeah. So maybe it's me.
It could be you, Dano. Maybe. Mm. I don't know. But yeah, I think this is fun. Plus, it's a Funko Pop that's exclusive to GameStop. So I think that's pretty awesome. Anyway,
and it's going
to
be played by Benicio del Toro, so you know he's going to be an awesome character.
Yeah, like he's Benicio del Toro. So
I love Benicio del Toro, so I'm excited.
All right. Beyond that, we also have Paul Bettany joining Star Wars: The Han Solo Movie, which I find really interesting.
Speaking
that we
of
have
people who are joining.
Yeah, right. Who are joining? That was a good segue, Ben. I do find this funny that the film is due to come out in about a year and a half, and they're just announcing like more people showing up for it. Like this. It's a year and a half. Like
this is a December release. Yeah.
Oh, is it? I thought it was going to be a May release.
No, it's a May release. So
it's a May release.
A year away. A year
less
away.
Than a year.
Less than a year away. And they're still adding new characters.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's crazy.
Basically, it was originally rumored as he was just visiting as a friend because he's worked with Ron Howard before, and Ron tweeted out that this is my third opportunity to work with Paul. He's a blast and so talented. So yeah, so it definitely is not like he's just visiting. It's more he's working on the ship on the movie. I can only imagine it being kind of like a walk-on role that has almost no lines or something small. It can't even be something as big as like a Simon Pegg's Unkar plot, because that's too much of. I feel like it's too much to be adding like last minute maybe, but maybe I'm wrong.
Depends on how many reshoots they're doing, because we know that they've had a lot of issues and they're having to do quite a lot of stuff. And we know that Michael Kenneth Williams has exited well in his character. Now, anything that they were going to have with him, they're going to have to work with what was already filmed. Potentially, some of the catalyst parts that his character might have had to move the story forward. Because obviously they want him back to refilm it. Maybe they're introducing a new character in order to do that, and they're filming scenes with Bethany's character instead in order to do that. So that seems to make a lot of sense to me for why it might be happening. Yeah. Because we already know that that role has been reduced. They can't get him back to refilm. Scheduling issues, we just talked about it. I don't know. But yeah, so it would make a lot of sense if they couldn't feasibly make another character that they've already got work with, I guess, taking up the role that was already there, then they have to introduce a character. I love Paul Bettany, so getting more of him is never a hardship. I actually just watched Wimbledon this past weekend. I love him in that film, so he's delightful. He's absolutely a delightful actor.
He'll be a good. He'll be a good add. Like I said, I feel like when they added Ron Howard, they added a whole, wealth of not only directorial experience, but like he has connections too. And obviously Disney has the ability to do it, but like he could persuade someone who was kind of on the fence waffling whether to join something that has obviously had problems. You know, he'd be like, hey, I'm doing it now. Just come join me. Like and he's worked with him before. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be okay. Again, I'm very optimistic when it comes to the Han Solo film.
I know you are, but look, I said something positive about the Han Solo movie.
I'm kind of surprised.
Are you not proud of me?
You know what, Tanya? I will. You know what, I'm going to give you a virtual hug right now. / hug. There you go. The animation
gold
is
star.
Done. Gold star. Good job. Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of interesting news coming out for a Han Solo film. I really want to see a trailer. But we probably won't see that till. Well, here's what's interesting.
Let's get a Last Jedi trailer first.
Let's get another Last Jedi trailer. But think about this. Like Force Awakens, Rogue One, all that. We all saw trailers about a year, 9 months before. I can't imagine with Han Solo coming out in May, which is essentially 6 months, 5.5 months after Episode 8. When's the trailer going to come out? Because like it's always more than 6 months.
Do you think it's actually going to come out?
It's going to get delayed.
I think they're going to push it back to Christmas. But they've been pretty adamant about meeting that May deadline. Talking about Paul Bentley's character again. They talked about you know, instead of it being a motion capture character, there's just going to be played as a human actor now. So like they're cutting some things.
So, I feel like this is a very unique situation in that if they are going to stick with that May release, they will probably run the Han Solo trailer before The Last Jedi.
Exactly.
So, like, with the film. Because that gives them enough time to actually do the promo stuff for it. And also build in audience.
I think they would do it at the end of it. Like the reason why I would have them think about doing that, like, because one, it does so well with Marvel, but again, it's not tying like the stories together, but I can see it be like a trailer, like this trailer's approved, and it'll say the Han Solo movie coming May, stay tuned after the film for the official trailer. Like I can't imagine them putting a trailer before. Okay. The movie
can't see them putting a trailer after the movie.
They've like, done stuff
all.
Like that.
That's so odd for them to do.
Well, they did it was it Attack of the Clones or one of the Phantom Menace trailers? They moved to the end of the movie because people were going in to pay for the movie just to watch the trailer and then leaving after the trailer. Because I think it was like
they did
Meet
that
Joe
with the Phantom. Yeah, it was a Phantom.
I think it was the second trailer because I think the first one it was with like Meet Joe Black and everyone just walked out like or it was one of these movies or something like that and it did really well. The movie did well because people were buying it for the trailer and then leaving. So then Disney or Lucasfilm approved it to be added to the end of it.
I think it was
the beginning and end. So I don't know.
In this specific instance, it would make no sense because the people who will be going to see The Last Jedi aren't gonna sit, see the Han Solo trailer and then leave. Like that's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
the audience who are going to be seeing The Last Jedi are not gonna walk out after
my only complaint about this would be is people who are not, you know, on a Star Wars podcast or listening to a Star Wars podcast might get confused when they see Han Solo and go, isn't that the guy that died in the last film? You know,
but he's going to be younger. He's going to be a lot younger.
I know this, and you know this, but you know, we talked about Rogue One
solved pretty easily. And like, if they were doing a trailer, they could just put up a title card that'd be like the origin story of or whatever, and that just kind of, you know, negates any confusion.
I guess that they could say the origin story. Yes, that does make sense, Ben. You're good job, Ben. You get a gold star too. Yay. How about that?
Virtual.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm looking at. I was curious because I actually didn't know, but I looked at the episode 9. They're going for May 2019, so I think they're probably sticking with May for the Han Solo movies. So they can have a year between Star Wars movies.
Yeah. Well, then that
like, okay, you know,
with the Han Solo film. Well, and the thing is, May was traditionally the Star Wars month. That's what the original film was released in, and they kind of did all those summer releases before. And part of the move to May was because Avatar was supposed to slate for 2018, but then that got pushed back, and that was supposed to be a December release. So obviously, Disney's not going to go up against Avatar, whether that's going to be big or not, but the first one was a blockbuster, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not... You know what? I'm not gay. But they've left it long for a sequel. Like, far too long.
But there's going to be... But there's four sequels. But there's four sequels that are being released year after year after year after year. It's not a sequel. It's like four movies.
People don't care anymore.
But there's a new park at Disney World. You can go through Pandora.
People don't care.
And there's also another park... I will say this. I have a friend who just got back from Disney World, and apparently the line for, you know, the flyover Pandora was like a 6-hour wait. So, like, people care, but I don't know if they care because it's a Disney thing or if it's
the
like
ride.
Yeah, maybe as a park attraction, it's fun. Although, isn't that why people went to see Avatar in the first place? It was basically an attraction because
it was a 3D
and the 3D and stuff.
Yeah, the 3D.
I actually wrote my dissertation for my animation degree about Avatar, and basically it was all about when a film is style over substance, like when it's all style and no substance and just takes basically stories that have been told over and over and over again, how much emotional investment and longevity can you expect from a film that they then need to build a franchise off the future, because at that point it'd been announced they were building like a series of films off the back of it. And I basically dissected it based on like comparing it to films that came before, like Bird Gully and Pocahontas and Ten Wolves, and basically breaking it down in like what did it bring that was actually new and original, and when it comes down to just the animation, is that enough? Is that ever enough to just make a good film? Or does it something to, like...
Money-wise, it made lots of money. So, you know, we'll take it there. But this is not the Avatar podcast. Let's move on to other Star Wars-related news. So, I wanted to start off the news about Benicio del Toro's DJ character. Because Rian Johnson says Force Friday toys contain no Last Jedi spoilers, but he specifically mentions the way they look and the lines they say. So he doesn't say there's any spoilers like hidden on them that we weren't meant to catch. And also, technically, DJ character is not released yet. Funko Pop just went ahead and released the image of it. So it's one of those things where I feel like that might be a spoiler, even though the rest of them aren't. What do you guys
think? Well, Dano and I were actually talking about this before we started the show, because I was saying that Force Friday over here was kind of a bust. There wasn't really anything about. So I jumped on the Toys R Us website to scroll through really quickly to see what they were selling online instead. And as I was like scrolling through, I was like, oh, there's a Canto Bright police speeder ship that they've got for sale. And I was like, Rian Johnson's full of crap. Like, no spoilers. Yeah. That kind of makes it seem like there's going to be some kind of police chase of some kind. Maybe.
Yep. Maybe Canto Bight. Yeah, that makes sense to me. There's police shit. But again, you are using your powers of deduction, Danya. And
how dare I?
Dare you think logically of these things? I know. So, Rian Johnson, I think you did a good job of trying to prevent leaks, but, you know, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys see there's a model of the TIE Silencer, Kylo Ren's TIE Silencer, and on the artwork of the model, and it's just artwork, it doesn't mean anything, but behind the TIE Silencer is another Death Star. So is that a hint that there's going to be a Death Star in this movie?
They're just mass producing them. Well, think about this. You know, you have to think about, like, where did they get the material for the Death Star? They cut out that whole section of Starkiller Base. So that whole thing, you know, there's whole chunks of like land and material that were removed. What do you do with all that? Build another Death Star. Why not have a backup super weapon?
Gosh, but neither Death Star worked the first time.
So third time's the charm. Third time's the charm.
But wouldn't Starkiller be the third time?
Well, Starkiller was different. It was a whole planet, right? And don't get me started. Don't get me started on how I'm convinced Starkiller base was actually Ilum. Don't get me started on that. But anyway, next bit of news.
Okay, we won't.
I was gonna say off the back of that with like using the Death Star on it. I wonder if I was thinking about this because Dano brought it up before the show as well, and I've had a little bit of time to think on it. I wonder if they're just using it because it's an iconic dark side image, so that it differentiates like the dark. Do any of the others have it? Like, does Hux's have it on the?
Nothing else has it. Just that.
Nothing
one
else has it. Just that one.
Yeah, and even that same brand, Revell, who makes those snap together model kits. I've got the M6 Walker. It's got that, you know, the planet that looks kind of like Hoth, but with the red sand. There's nothing on there that doesn't, you know, fit. It's just the picture of the three walkers. Like, it's just really weird that the Death Star happened to be on that one toy.
You know what? That's going to be worth money because they're going to realize they
screwed
up.
They might pull it and
redo it.
You know, quick, go get them now. They're $20
a target. Also, you know, when they talk about no spoilers, did you guys, well, we're going to talk about this in the Force Friday stuff also when we talk about the toys, but did you guys see the BB-8, you know, our new R2-D2 Sphero ones with BB-9E?
The BB-9E, yeah.
Well, did you guys see the updated app? The updated app talks, lets you go virtual through the command ships. There's a new Resistance command ship called the Raddus, aka after General Raddus or Admiral Raddus from Rogue One. So we now know a name of an awesome ship, but you get it from, you know, the BB-8. So that's definitely a spoiler to me, but I guess I should have mentioned, beware spoilers. Sorry, people. This is all from the toys. I was spoiled too. So if you're looking at the toys and you're listening to this podcast, you probably figured it out yourself. Anyway, next bit of news. Tons of new promo art for The Last Jedi have made their way out, and I have saved every single one of these. I don't know which one to use my phone background or my watch background.
Same.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh, they're so good. I will say the very first one, like the group one with Leia, Luke, Rey, Poe, First Order. Like that one's just like, that makes me smile. Like it just makes me smile. What do you guys think about any of these? One, I like the art style ones.
See, the ones that are, like, the top ones, there's two. There's one that's fairly, like, light side kind of themed. It's very light colored. And then you've got, like, the dark side kind of one, which is all reds and really, really dark and focuses on the First Order a little bit more. Even though Rey is still fairly, like, big front and center of both of them.
She should be because she's the main character and hopefully we'll have toys for her.
She should be.
Well, like, this one has Snoke and stuff on it. So, like, that's
My thing with those two is that they look so overdesigned for me. Well, like, you can tell that, like, they're all, like, really separate images that they've, like, cut and pasted together, like, really awkwardly.
I don't know. They were meant to make a very specific look, and I think they were supposed to harken back to, like, the top one reminds me a lot of the original trilogy posters. Not the first ones, but like it reminds me a little bit of the original trilogy posters, which were really busy. The second one, the one you're talking about, the dark side one, reminds me a lot of the Force Awakens one. If you look at the way the lightsaber goes through, you know, it's that straight line between Rey's and that. So it reminds me a lot of that, and it brings the other characters to the front, which is none of the original trilogy characters, which is interesting.
Yeah, and then, I'm not too into those ones.
Although I will say my favorite is the Luke Skywalker one with his ship underneath the waters of Ahch-To. Like, how cool is that? That good old T-65 X-Wing right there at the waters of Ahch-To.
Do you think he'll make Rey lifted out of the water?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool!
The ultimate test, man. That'd be the ultimate test.
So cool. Oh, that'd be so awesome. And then obviously there's a really cool art style with individual character posters and stuff like that. I do like that Paige and Poe and BB-8. I like BB-8 and R2-D2 a lot.
The one of Rey on, like, standing on top of the rock on the cliff and the Borg behind her, that art style, like, the sort of, it's, like, half real, half, like,
watercolor kind of
painting kind of yeah. That's how I wish they had done the first two posters, because that's the style of like the major like Force Awakens poster, as well as the entire prequel trilogy too.
Yeah, and then I think they had the same person who did the passes for Celebration this year, the pencil art, a bunch of them also, and there's a group photo of them all put together. But I will say, I think out of the pencil art, I think the Praetorian Guard and Hux are my favorite, because the reason why I like the Praetorian Guard is this is the first time I don't think he looks like a Red Lobster.
He looks like a Solo cup.
Yeah, he does look like a Solo cup. There you go. You fill me up. Anyway, but then there's obviously, there's more just... Oh man, there's just so many pictures here.
There's a Hux one. Did I miss? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you scroll down? Yeah.
Yeah. This is awesome.
R2D2 looks annoyed by the porgs, and I will say this: one thing about porgs right now, I feel like porgs are going to become a little bit like Ewoks, and I think people are going to be like, Jar Jar.
Awesome, and they're going to fight battles and be great, and
I feel like people are going to get burnt out on them really quick.
They're going to be like the cuckoos on Zelda, or Legend of Zelda. They're going to attack and just destroy people with mass numbers.
Well, I don't know. I have faith in the porgs.
Okay. No.
I mean, I feel like they're probably not going to be in it for very long. I'm not sure that it's going to be particularly responsible of them to take them from their natural habitat. So whenever they do end up leaving Arc 2, they're probably not going to be in the film anymore. So it all very much is going to depend on how much time we are going to spend on
Two. There's porgs with Chewie in a poster, and there's also porgs with R2-D2 on the Millennium Falcon, so...
Yeah, but they're both aren't they? Like, Chewie and R2 are on R2, aren't they?
Yeah, but...
So that would make a lot of sense.
What if it's the case that, like, one or two porgs, like, fall in love with Chewie and follow him onto the Falcon, but they don't realize it, and then...
Oh my gosh, can the porgs just sit on his shoulder?
Oh, porgs.
Yeah. Can a porg just sit on his shoulder and him be like a pirate? They'd be like his parrot, like the porg parrot. Now I can get behind porgs for that.
That's a spin-off movie I'd watch.
That's a movie I'd watch. Pirate Chewie and the porg parrot. Anyway, yeah, that's something I'd watch. Anyway, check out the new poster art. We'll post it to our website. But yeah, there's just a ridiculous amount of it also. Make sure I have this. The last bit of news that we have is none other than the season 4 trailer for Star Wars Rebels. First of all, I want to start with just feels. What do you guys think of this?
Oh my god. Is it bad that I already cried?
No, it's not.
I was close. The first thing I told Mikey was, man, this is going to be a tearjerker this whole season.
This was like last night at like 1 a.m. for me or 2 a.m. for me. Yeah. And you're like, it's going to be a tearjerker. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's not. Oh, man. The thing is, I will say, as far as trailers go, I personally feel like the season 3 trailers were probably better in the sense of like action and excitement. This one just invokes all the feels. Like, it really, you're like, oh my gosh, like, what's going to happen? I don't know if you guys heard it, but I just raised my hand over my mouth because I was just like, oh man, I don't know what's going to happen with this. It makes me really excited for season 4.
Yeah, so much of it is touching on things that I was hoping that season 4 would touch on, which is, like, trying to resolve Kanan and Hera's relationship, because that's something that, even though they've, like, kind of touched on throughout the entire series in like really subtle, really low-key ways, is like a thread going through, like, because it's not the most important thing, but like in this season they're gonna have to really reckon with that, because their paths are almost diverging slightly in that Hera is becoming more and more involved in the rebellion, and Kanan, though he's fighting alongside her, is like, What does this mean for us if, like, you're continuing to kind of push forward with all of that? What does that mean for both of us? So it, like, stuff like that's really cool. The idea of, like, the further they get into the fight, the more difficult it is for them to keep their faith and that sort of thing. That was really interesting as well. And there's just so much. Also, loved the bit where, like, Tarkin was kind of... talking to Thrawn and being like, oh, yeah. Krennic has his new project Stardust, and I feel like if you're not getting the results, then that's going to be... we're going to be pushing forward with that. And it just, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot. That
yeah, it was cool to see all the worlds come together on that. Like, and yeah, you know, Saw and Two Tubes were in a ship for a second. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of Rogue One references, I feel.
Yeah, it's definitely like everything is kind of being brought back together. It's kind of, I will feel like, I always say this, the Clone Wars and Rogue and Rebels is kind of a glue that ties, you know, animation and movies together. But this really is tying not only the animation parts of it, but it's also tying like Rogue One to the original trilogy to like everything together, which really makes me excited. So this season is definitely going to be nothing but heartbreak. So I'm excited for what it's going to bring about us, but it definitely is the Lothal Cat and the you know the wolf. Like I am a little surprised with the way they're handling this, because I don't know. Remember we talked about, is that Ahsoka? You know, because we'll finally find out what actually happened to Ahsoka. I'm kind of leaning away from that theory of the wolves being Ahsoka at this.
Yeah,
point.
I don't think it is. Like this trailer kind of made me go, no, I don't think that's gonna be the case.
That's what the trailer made me think. I was like, I don't know if that's the case because of how they are. But I definitely feel like it's interesting. Like, you have Ezra also making this choice, like with Mon Mothma. She's saying, we're not ready to fight, which obviously we know they're not ready to fight till Scarif. And even then, they weren't ready to. They were kind of forced into it, right? So, yeah. Lothal is. So, right now, the Mandalores are doing their own fight and they're fighting that. But he's like, what about Lothal? Like, that's his plan. That's why he got into this. And he's seen the rebellion kind of just not do what they said they were going to do. Like, broken promises there. Which is, again, why I feel like DJ could be an Ezra character. Like, he's disenchanted by the way the Rebels are. By the way, you know, the Empire was and everything else. Like, he's like, none of them can keep their promises. Kind of out for yourself, if you will. So, I don't know. It's a... Man, I'm just watching this again. Especially you've seen the TIE Defenders and knowing that the Death Star is also being in the works in the background here. And then also, is that Rook also that... does Rook make an appearance, Tanya? Is that who... That Thrawn
is that the guy
to?
That Thrawn dispatches to get Hera?
It looks like... It matches the description. And it would be someone I think he would... Especially since it's not an Imperial person directly. So it looks like... him in the holo projector. So I'm very excited for how this is turning out. Oh my gosh. So everyone agreed this is gonna be an awesome October when it comes out.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I can't wait. Gonna be so sad though, there's not gonna be any more. Like, this is it. This is all we get.
But you know what? Here's the thing is, like, they're working on something else. You know that they're not...
They have to be. They had better be.
Well, we heard rumors, like, what, a year and a half ago, they were starting something else, so...
They were starting an animated series, but we got Forces of Destiny, so does that rule that out?
Maybe. Well, Forces of Destiny, I feel like, came out from a different point. You know, that's not a full animated series. That's short, so...
Yeah, I agree, but I hope that's not it. I do want something else once the Rebels is done.
Yeah,
I think they probably will do something else with Rebels done. I don't think like Forces of Death replaces it. Like, not to take away from what it is, because it's actually really enjoyable for like the size of story that they're telling.
That kind of storytelling
is incredibly difficult. But every single episode is pretty much self-contained, not telling like an overarching story. There's not really a lot kind of moving into one short to the next, so I don't feel like it's a series. It's spirit of like Rebels or
Clone Wars.
So I know that they said that they were working on another animated series, but no information has come out about that yet. But I doubt that Forces of Death.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Force of Destiny was the animated series that we heard rumors about. I feel like it's going to be something else. I'm sure Filoni is going to be involved. I'm sure they're already working on it, because, again, these things have long lead times.
Yeah.
you know, at this point, like, I'm sure they've already finished the first season's stories, if not has started the artwork for it and basic animation for the first couple episodes. So I'm sure we'll find out more as it comes along. But it's time for our spotlight topic. Everyone ready? It was Force Friday 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I know we all have stories from the event. I'm sure Danya already told us that she had kind of an uneventful one. I'm sorry. But maybe you can have it. Maybe there's an interesting story there. Dano, I know you have an awesome story because your video is up on YouTube. It's number 2 for Forge Friday 2017. Yep. So go check that out if you haven't checked it out already. You get to see Dano in all his glory opening up all the toys. I'm a little jealous. I'm not allowed to own all those toys anymore. But let's start through stories. So, Danya, we'll start with you. Daniel, we'll save you for last, you know, because I know you got a good story there. Danya, so tell us how your Forge Friday rolled out.
It didn't. So unfortunately, what you'll find with the UK is that unless you live close to somewhere with like the big stores that tend to get Star Wars merchandise in, i.e. pretty much need to live in London, you're not gonna get much of anything at all. So I didn't get a chance to actually go local Toys R Us. I did actually see someone posting on Star Wars group that I'm in, a local Star Wars group, saying that they managed to get a few of the figures, Black Series figures, and some of the Hot Wheels cars from the Toys R Us in Basingstoke. But for the most part, it's just fairly uneventful. They don't really put on a big show and do the whole midnight thing where I am anyway. But also I was working, so I couldn't go and have a look and see what was about, because immediately after work I was having to drive almost 200-300 miles back to Wales to go visit my parents again. But I did stop in like a little supermarket on the way because I needed to stop petrol. I found the It's the ski speeder with Poe there. It was £50, and I was like, I've got the big New York Comic Con trip coming up, and I'm going to DC straight after it. Plus, I'm doing a lot of hockey stuff while I'm there, so I could justify a £50 spend there. But I'm looking for a couple of like smaller figures, like I want some of the Funko Pops. I want the Black Series Luke, maybe the Thrawn, and probably the Hera as well. I want a couple of the Rose things as well. That said, though, a lot of those are probably still going to be available after I get back from New York Comic Con. So I might have to save my money for that and then pick some stuff up afterwards, which, you know, a lot of the stuff that I want is probably not in high demand around where I am, so I'm not too worried about it. I also went out and around Carmarthen with my mum on Saturday. I went into a couple of toy stores and there wasn't really much of anything there. Carmarthen isn't a small town either, it's quite big, but there just wasn't much there. I don't know if that's because a lot of stuff sold out, but like, the only thing in like the biggest toy store in Carmarthen, which is the Entertainer, was just a tiny end cap that had like some Star Wars stuff on there. They had like the Blade Builders lightsabers, and they had a couple of other like Last Jedi things, but not really much. So mostly, unless you live in London here, it's always going to be a bit of a bust. There's no Disney store near me. I think London is actually the closest Disney store, which is a shame because that's really difficult to get to. I don't know, fairly uneventful for me, mostly because of location and timing, in that I was going home to Wales to visit my parents. So
you didn't get any chance to use the Find the Force app the Star Wars app at all? Then you didn't get to scan any augmented reality stuff.
No. I've been home with my parents all weekend, And yeah, so I didn't get to do much of anything at all, unfortunately. But family stuff. I haven't seen my parents since before my birthday, June. So yeah.
There you go. That's a good thing. Ben, did you do anything for Force Friday?
Yeah, mine is a little unconventional because the Target near me is under renovation. The Toys R Us is very tiny, and so I didn't expect much going over there. But there were giant balloon BB-8s and BB-90s outside of Target. So I was like, you know what? I'll check this out. And my kind of thing, like, I absolutely love, you know, Star Wars Legos, but they're so expensive.
Oh my gosh.
I will not buy them unless they're on sale. And what's great is the Force Awakens ones that I don't own are on sale because the Last Jedi ones just came out. So, that's kind of what I went after. I think after Christmas, the Last Jedi ones will be cheaper, and I'll probably go for that. But I also, got myself on the waiting list to pre-order The Last Jedi Score, which is going to be released on the 15th of December with the movie. So that's like a delayed gift to myself, but I want to make sure I get one as soon as I can.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be the best awesome. CD of all time.
Of all, yeah, little John Williams for you. I agree.
Little, yeah.
Well, for me... Well, for me, my Force Friday was interesting. I had to take care of a baby that night. So at midnight, I logged onto Amazon and I ordered myself a little Phasma and a Princess Leia Kindle book so I could start reading it. So like I said, I started with my Princess Leia book already. And then during the day, I had the opportunity to go to Toys R Us, which is pretty cool. There's still some stuff there. I didn't pick anything up. I just kind of went around to scan for find the Force. First thing I got was a Porg, so... I don't know if I was excited or disappointed with that.
You get.
yeah, right? I saw. I got forks. I got the skin. They're on the little rock. There's like three of them, and they're digital. It's weird. Then I went to Target, and there they had a ridiculous amount of t-shirts and stuff. Like, I was like, as much as I wanted toys, like, I just am not allowed to have toys in the house. Because right now, like, sitting at my desk, I have a Star Wars cup here, and then I have a Star Wars poster, and then I have the, next to that Star Wars poster, I have the Family Guy Blue Harvest Star Wars poster, then I have a LED Death Star sitting on the top of my speaker, and then I have about 25 Mighty Mug Star Wars characters mounted on the wall with LED. So I'm not allowed to have any more Star Wars toys in the house right now, at least right now. The baby will get some eventually. But so I went there and I looked stuff. I ended up buying just two little things. One was the ABC or C-3PO ABCs for my daughter because that was on sale. I was like, why not? And then I got myself a new Join the Resistance t-shirt that has Rey on it, which I thought was pretty awesome. And then I went to the Disney store. And I was a little underwhelmed with what they had. They had a couple of the Black Series characters, which were really cool. But I got to scan some more things there. And then I got to go to the Apple store. Now, I happen to know at this specific Apple store, they were doing some workshops. So actually right now, all the Apple stores across the country are actually doing workshops that are Star Wars related. One, edit movie trailers with footage from The Last Jedi. And there's a message from Rian Johnson, which is actually pretty cool. And then they also have programming the Sphero droids, the BB-8, BB-90E, and the new R2-D2 one. Which I will tell you, the new R2-D2 Sphero droid, now if you guys haven't seen it, is like the best R2-D2 droid ever. Like, he not only does he have LEDs to make him light up as he moves around, but he actually makes sounds, unlike the old BB-8 one, which was just done in the app. And when you stop moving and stuff like that, he'll even go ahead and, like, fall over like R2-D2 does. It's kind of awesome. And beyond that, yeah, so the Sphero R2, it's only $180. Like, it's the coolest droid around. It's essentially a 1/8 or 1/6 size R2-D2. But the really cool thing about that R2-D2 is you can also code with it. So if you know how to code for Apple's iOS at all with Swift, you can actually start to code and kind of make it do its, you know, program its own things, which is really cool. So I'm excited for that. They also have, the Apple Store also had the Propel quadcopters, the X-Wing, TIE Advance, and the speeder bike one, which,
and those are the fancy like $180 ones, right?
They're $160 on sale right now at the Apple Store. Yeah, and awesome. There's going to be an add-on. So they actually announced that they're going to have an add-on. It's a $40 add-on. Go figure. That not only can you battle with them, like virtually with the game and stuff like that, but the add-on is going to actually have it shoot lasers. So I could be in my X-wing flying after, you know, Darth Vader's, you know, quadcopter, and in a smoky room, because, you know, I just have rooms that I can go ahead and throw a smoke machine in, I can actually see the laser shoot out, which would be really awesome. But they had those. But the really cool part about this Apple store was the 501st were there. And I know you have a story about the 501st, Dano. But the 501st were at this Apple store during the class and the toys and stuff. And it was really cool just to see Stormtroopers live in an Apple store, playing with, like, the droids they were looking for. So I had fun doing that. So that was my Force Friday. Started early at midnight with books online, and then got to spend the rest of my day going through the different stores. Dano, tell me about your Force Friday, because I know you started out at midnight at Toys R Us.
Yeah. I lined up at Toys R Us around 11 p.m., because I knew my Toys R Us was going to be participating. They're like a really active Toys R Us store. They have their own, like, Instagram where they promote stuff all the time. So I knew they were going to be ready. So we went, and there was probably about 25 people in front of me in line. So it wasn't bad. And by the time midnight rolled around, there's probably another 30 people behind me. So it was a decent turnout for a midnight release of toys. But of course, the 501st was there. So there were a bunch of troopers, Kylo Ren, Darth Vader. And we also have a group here in town called the Twin Suns, which isn't just Rebel the Empire.
That's the Rebel Legion, yeah.
Yeah, Rebel Legion. Yep, the Twin Suns Outpost. So, you know, there was Kanan Jarrus was there, Rey was there. There were a lot of cool characters that were just hanging out, kind of working the line, just having a good time. And of course, we got our Toys R Us exclusives. I got the t-shirt and the poster that they were giving out. And everyone kind of really rushed cool. in there. And luckily for me, I don't really collect the Black Series figures. I collect the little 3.75-inch, just a regular standard action figure. So I was able to go past a lot of the crowds who were fighting over all the Black Series stuff, and I just kind of went over to the 3.75s and basically was able to pick what I wanted. But I had to hurry because I wanted to get across town to go to Target, because I knew there was one Target that was reasonably close that was doing a midnight release. So about 12:15, I think I was in Toys R Us, yeah, it's about 10-15 minutes, bolted across town, and I made it there by, like, I don't know, 12:25, and they were just giving away the last large Porg. So I just missed out on the last large Porg. But I did get the Target exclusives, like the bag they were giving. It says, bring your Rey game and a couple buttons.
I love that slogan so yeah. much.
Well, it's cool.
They're all wearing that t-shirt. All the Target employees are wearing that t-shirt.
Like, Target isn't a thing here. So that whole bring your Rey game thing.
Oh, you get to miss all of it.
At all. I'm so upset, because if I tried to go on, I did look at eBay to see about, like, buying some stuff with, like, the bring your Rey game thing on, and yeah, gouging is, like, an understatement.
Well, I've got some extra buttons. They put a bunch of extra buttons in our bag, because I was, like, the last person to get a bag. So if we ever meet in person, I'll bring you a button that says bring your Rey game.
I will hold you to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Remind me.
Like, going off topic very briefly, I've actually been considering coming to Vegas to see the Caps versus the Golden Knights, so...
Oh, nice.
That might actually happen. So.
Hey, let me know if that happens. Yeah, we can make that a thing. I'll try to go,
it is my 30th birthday when in PopCon on this coming year. So a load of us are going to be doing, like, a big thing around Indie PopCon.
Oh, nice.
You should come join us.
Hey, I just might. We'll see if I can get time off work. Oh, you hear that? Did you guys hear that noise? That was one of the things I picked up, the Force Link. I love this toy. This is, like, my new favorite thing. A lot of people don't like the little action figures, like the standard action figures, because they don't have a lot of joints and articulation. I love them. And one of the cool things they introduced this year was this Force Link, and you can basically make your action figures talk. So you can pick up your figure.
Kind of like what we got in episode 1?
Exactly. It's just like the Comtech, except for they don't all sound like robots. Yeah. So it's a great improvement over
there. And they don't have, like, little chips that you had to use with the Comtech, which became the stand, right?
Exactly. So. But you just put this little wristband thing, and you don't have to wear it on your wrist. You can just hold it in your hand, and you put it next to your figure. And all these figures, like, talk, and the vehicles make noises now, and I'm excited. I've just had like the last 2 days just sitting here playing Star Wars.
I think I remember watching this on your video, Dano. But my only problem with stuff like that, is with the Force Link, do this for like the next series of toys. Like, yes. Hasbro, don't just drop. Like, they drop this stuff all the time. They come with this really cool gimmick, like download an app and you have this, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, they stop doing it. Which
it only lasts like a year.
Yeah, I get it. Like, it's cool for that year. It's kids are into it. But, like, what about those who aren't kids that are buying these figures? Like, come on. Like, I want my Force Link, wristband to last more than a year. So, yeah. Hopefully, it goes beyond it.
I really hope so. Because I like that Force Effects app they did last year for Rogue One. You just get to record, little videos, and a stormtrooper will walk in, or you can add some explosions and stuff. But they've they've almost entirely abandoned that whole thing. Because they released a bunch of these codes with toys, and they don't even work in the app. Yeah. So it's weird. But either way, I like it. I hope they have more Force Link. That's probably got to be like the favorite thing that I picked up, is all the action figures and the Force Link. I did manage to pick up. I went again actually on Friday, so that was all technically my midnight release thing. I came home, filmed videos till like 3 a.m, released them right away, and then I had to go to work at 8:00. So I was at work all day, off like about three hours of sleep. And then I got home and I was like, you know what? Kids are off school. You guys want to do Force Friday? So I took them to Target and I went back for round two and I picked up a couple t-shirts. I think the same shirt you had with the Resistance one with Rey. It's like a maroon red colored shirt.
Yeah, kind of a maroon color. Yeah.
And yeah, she's actually wearing that right now.
It says join the Resistance and everything. I'm like, yeah, come on, Resistance Radio. I like this one. So
yeah. I love it. It's a little punk rock looking shirt. And then the other one was it looks like a map. It's like a map of like,
oh yeah, of the galaxy and everything. Something.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like funnily drawn. I picked that shirt up too. And then I got a model of the AT-M6 Walker. So I'm going to be putting that together and doing a video on that. I'm going to weather it and trying to make it look a little cooler than just plastic. But yeah, I love it. I love all this stuff.
Now, I will say, out of all the places I went, like I said, I went to the Disney store, I went to the Apple store, I went to Target, and I went to Toys R Us. I feel like Target was the best place. Like, it had more variety of things. Yeah. And I know that's where you went, Ben. Dano, you went to Toys R Us, too, and everything. Like, what do you think? Do you think Toys R Us had better, or was it Target?
Well, first off, I like Target's prices better. They're always a bit cheaper than Toys R Us. But I think they had a bit, they were stocked better. They were stocked better. Yeah. They had cooler, like, promo stuff out in the aisles. Yeah, I prefer Target. I went to Toys R Us because they had better exclusives. The t-shirt and the poster. I wanted those more than I did the Bring Your Rey game bag. So that's why I went in that order. But I think Target was the better place to get stuff this year.
Yeah, I found Target, for me, was the better place. Like, other than the 501st being at the Apple store, being around, technology and stuff like that, which I thought was pretty cool. Target, I feel, was like the best place. So what was, Ben, I'm assuming your favorite thing you purchased this weekend was the soundtrack, which you don't have yet.
Yeah. And it's not even like a purchase. It's like a
pre-order, like the $1 pre-order to make sure you get it.
But, I'm definitely most excited about that. But also, whenever there are Legos on sale, like I was so close. The Krennic shuttle, which is usually like $100, was on sale for like $72 or something like that, which is still a crap ton. But comparatively, I was very, very close, but I was like, I'm gonna be good to my wallet. And
yeah, what do you guys think about that Millennium Falcon one? That's $800.
Yeah.
That's insane. My gosh,
it's crazy.
Did you get a chance to see this one?
I have seen it, yes. I've definitely seen it, and I will continue to admire it from afar.
I have the tiny one.
Did they call it the Micro Fighters?
Yeah.
I've got that one in the Millennium Falcon. Like, I don't have a lot of space. I live in shared accommodation. I have one bookcase. So I don't have the space to build any big Lego set, so I have like the little mini one.
You could admire all the pieces in their bags. So.
My girlfriend has the Millennium Falcon from Force Awakens Lego set, and we were looking at the pictures comparing them. They don't look that different. It's probably on a bigger scale, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think the new one's much bigger.
Yeah, it's 2,346 pieces more. So this is the largest set. The Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon is the largest Lego set Lego has ever released.
That's bigger than
5,195 pieces. Yeah, it's bigger than the Death Star. With obviously a weapon price of
8. By like the like I know the last or not the Last Jedi, the Force Awakens Millennium Falcon can fit like 2-ish people in the cockpit, whereas like this one fits 4 comfortably.
Oh wow!
So like you can see the size difference just based on the picture. Plus, I think it comes with like the minifigures.
10 characters.
It comes with ten characters.
Oh yeah, that's with, yeah. It's like, much bigger.
10 10 minifigs. It also comes with 2 radio dishes. So if you wanted to do
can swap
original trilogy one, you could do that, or change a couple things. Like you got to take the compressor off the Falcon, as well as the change the dish. So they talk about how you can change that. Or if you want the Force Awakens or Last Jedi one, you put the square radio dish on it, and then add like these pieces back. So I will tell you, amazing. Those of you who listen to our show, we had someone on our show named Jay Mercado, who works at ILM, and he is a big Lego fan. I am, along with other people, trying to convince him to buy this set and 3D model it so we can play with it in 3D and not actually own it, and he can have it, the actual copy. So for those of you who have found Jay through our website, on Facebook or anything like that, go poke him and say, hey, Mikey said you should get that Millennium Falcon and make a 3D model out of it. But yeah, so and you can just blame it on me specifically. So that's it. So, but yeah, so it's definitely the Falcon is definitely a big piece there. Danya, I know you didn't get a chance to get much. What was your favorite thing that you saw or got that weekend?
I mean, I didn't get to see anything except for that ski speeder thing. That's it. That's all I saw when I was out and about. I don't know, like, there are a few of the figures that I've been looking at that I really, really do want to get, but again, it's a matter of, like, waiting to be able to go and see and get them. Like, the Thrawn figure, the Hera Syndulla figure, the Luke Black Series figure, because I like those ones. They were available at San Diego Comic-Con, I think, as well. Yeah, those are really, really cool. And obviously the Sphero stuff, like the little video that they did showcasing the 3 of them was really cute. So yeah, I love that. I still love my BB-8
Sphero. Oh, I love my BB-8 too. And like, and you know, he gets a free update. Like, he gets a free update in the app, which is awesome. So that's cool. I will say
there
for me,
was what else was that? There was a Poe Dameron helmet. There's an electronic X-Wing helmet.
Yeah, the Black Series helmet.
The Black Series helmet looks really nice, yeah.
And it plays like sounds and all that stuff. Oh, that's
yeah, cool. I'm honestly tempted by that.
Yeah, I really want
one. You know, that's something you can get when you come to the States. It's cheaper than in the UK.
Yeah, Mikey, come on. How the heck am I going to get that back in my suitcase?
Just wear it. Don't put it in your suitcase. Wear it. Just wear it back, Danya. Like, seriously. You could be you're going to get on a plane. You could pretend like you're Poe Dameron getting in his X-Wing. And when someone asks, say, I'm for the Resistance. And just let them wonder what that is. You know. Or you know, you could pull up one of the lines that he says throughout the, you know, that's on his character and be like, you want to get out of life? Come with me. I could fly anything.
Can we not?
I'm Poe. Poe Dameron.
Right now,
take my lead. There it is. I'm Poe Dameron.
Take my lead.
There you go. There it is. Take my lead.
They just follow you to your seat.
I swear that he just sounds too goddamn hot for an action figure. Like,
whew, boy. And that's what I said. You just wear his helmet back. My favorite thing, I will say, is the R2-D2 Sphero, just because I got to play with him, and I think it's kind of amazing. Dana, what was your absolute favorite thing? I know you bought a ridiculous amount. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Dano's videos.
Yeah, I bought a ton of stuff. You know, I said the Force Link is probably my favorite thing among the action figures, but I had a favorite thing happen on Force Friday. I got a like on one of my tweets from the man himself, Mark Hamill. It's just a like. But still, for that to happen at all, and on Force Friday, I was just like, this is it. This is the best day ever.
You've made it. It's like when Sam Jackson responded to my tweets about Mason Dew surviving, and then, you know, Pablo Hidalgo got into it. I was like, oh my gosh, we have to talk about this because these guys are going at it, talking about one character survived, the other one didn't. So it made me feel good.
Yep.
So I like that. So one thing, Toy, I really wanted to talk about is the Lenovo Jedi Challenges. Did you guys get a chance to see this? It's not out yet, but it was available for pre-order starting yesterday.
Yeah, it looks cool.
So real quick, just so you guys know, that this is an AR headset. It's the Lenovo Mirage AR headset. So an AR headset is different than VR. VR is virtual reality, where you're basically just watching and you're immersed in it. AR is augmented reality. So you see your surroundings, but there's something projected in front of you. So if you did get to use the Find the Force feature in the Star Wars app, kind of when those characters popped up through your phone, through the camera on your phone, that's what AR is. But as an AR headset, this is going to be tied to the app, the Jedi Challenges app, and you do need to have an iPhone 7 Plus, an iPhone 7, an iPhone 6S, iPhone 6S Plus, a Samsung Galaxy S8, a Samsung Galaxy 7 S7 Edge, Galaxy S7, Google Pixel XL, Google Pixel, or Moto Z. So right now, they're definitely aiming at the higher-end phones to be able to support this. Danya, what was that about?
I've got an iPhone 6.
Oops. Too slow. So they are aiming at compatible devices. So basically, you're going to use your phone for this, and you place your phone in this Mirage headset. So what basically is happening is your phone will have the images that'll be projected over your landscape. But what's really cool about this is it has a controller that's connected to your phone via Bluetooth, and the controller is a lightsaber. And based on all the people who've had reviews of it and the looks of it, it looks legit like a really good replica of Anakin Skywalker, Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. Like, you guys seen these pictures here? Like, they look really
good. Yeah, it looks good.
So it looks really good, like, just as a collectible thing. Like, that's really cool. And then there's a tracking beacon, which goes ahead based on the controller, and obviously using, like, your accelerometers and your phone and stuff like that, kind of knows where you're at. So it kind of knows where your surroundings are and everything. The really cool thing about this is... I noticed
that Lothal is one of the planets that shows up on there.
Yeah, so for strategic combat and stuff like that. So there's three modes. There's cool. There's lightsaber battles, where you can go ahead and fight against Kylo Ren and Darth Vader, which I think just looks... I think it's just awesome. Like, one, that's probably what I'm going to spend most of my time doing.
Yeah, right in your living room.
Big goober, right in my living room, like, tripping over stuff, like, knocking things over, and be like, yeah, that's going to be me. But then what I'm really excited for is you get to play Holo Chess.
Yes.
Which I think that is probably going to be the coolest thing. Like, I really hope that they expand the app, and if there's two people that have this, like, you can play against each other. Like, that would be the coolest thing, like, play an AR game with, like, your friend on a tabletop. So, like, when you talk about tabletop games, this would be the coolest thing ever. And then there's also strategic combat, which looks to be, like, a kind of a real-time strategy game where you kind of move troops around, stuff like that. At least that's the best I can, you know, compare it to.
Yeah, again, that's exactly what it looks like.
It's not out yet, but... I'm really excited about this. Like, this is something that is on my wish list. And I'm like, hey, mom, dad, you want to know what I want for Christmas? Here's a toy.
Yep.
You know,
$200.
It's a $200 toy that I can't buy myself. So, yeah. What do you guys think about it? Like, all right. So, Dano, you commented a little bit about this. But, guys, what do you think about this Star Wars Jedi Challenges?
I want one. I'm legitimately looking up right now. How much my phone would sell for to be able to upgrade. I don't buy my phone on contract, so I have to buy my phone outright.
Yeah.
I'm just looking into how much my phone would sell for me to be able to
I might have to I might have to pull the trigger on this one and buy it. I know it's a lot, but I might just do it. It's so cool.
It's not as much as that new Millennium Falcon.
Exactly, and that's the way I'm gonna justify
and that's
it.
That's how you can go ahead and just kind of sell it. Like, well, it's not as expensive as the other toys I can buy.
Yeah.
You know, like, you start high at wanting the Millennium Falcon and be like, yeah, but you know what? This is only 200.
That's the great thing about the new Millennium Falcon is it's so expensive that you can justify everything else that you're buying.
There you go. So Ben, I know you have an aversion to smartphones. So is this something that you're interested in?
I'll try it if somebody else has it, but I don't think my phone can handle it. I have a 5S.
Okay, so yeah, so your 5S won't do it. Like, it's, Diana's talking about her, you need the 6S, so you're like a year in technology behind, 2 years in technology behind.
Whatever.
So, but it's okay. It's all right. We'll get you.
I'm fine with it.
So, Dano's all for it. I'm all for it. Danya is like looking right now to sell her phone, so she's gone. Sorry. And Ben
it's
wants to.
It's true. I'm like, how much will this sell for? How much? I get for it, and how quickly can I get another phone?
Well, you know, that's yeah. So it's definitely, but now I will say this. So right now, as of right now, additional devices will be added to the above list soon. So check back here for updates. So they might add the iPhone 6, Danya. Can't make any promises, but they might. But officially, that's as of right now, like what is supported on the for the latest one. But this toy looks really cool. Like, I'm really excited to see how this is, just to see, I want to see someone using it, one, because I'm sure they're going to look really goofy like I will, but I think it's just going to be like a cool collector item to have, especially with like augmented reality toys coming in. I wonder if they'll bring this into like the parks or demos at like a store somewhere with it, like Best Buy or something.
Yeah, I hope so. They got to have demos of it at the parks.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, at Disneyland, like, they'll do stuff like in the, what do you call it, the Star Wars launch bay and stuff like that. I'm sure this will make its way there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. Well, we've covered a lot from Force Friday. We do have a list of every line that I've been able to scrounge up from all the characters, like Rey saying, "I feel the Force." You're going to pay for what you did. That's a little dark for Rey, I think.
It is.
I wonder if these are just, like, hand lines that aren't actually from the film. It feels odd that they would give away stuff like that before the film comes out.
And that's why Rian Johnson said he spent time with it. So I don't think they're canned lines. I think they're lines from the movie and stuff. But I feel like they're obviously taken out of context for us. And I feel like there's specific lines that aren't going to go ahead and give anything away. Other than, yeah, I will say, Resistance lines... except Resistance Pilots Tally with her A-Wing says, "Protect the bombers." So we know that the bombers are going to get attacked in the movie. So they need to protect them so they can do their strafing run. So, sorry,
yeah,
spoiler.
Yeah, so I was scrolling through some of these, and some of them are actually like lines from The Force Awakens. So,
yeah, well, I also like Finn saying, "My name's Finn, and I'm in charge." Because he's a big deal now.
You know what? That's the one figure I forgot to pick up. I picked up every other action figure.
How can you forget Finn, my boy?
I know. I realized it this morning when I was like unboxing some of them. I was like, "Where's my Finn figure?" And I'm looking around. I'm like, "Oh my god, that's the one I forgot to pick up."
I will say, I am happy that they have like Balateek in the Wrath Tar set, because he has become a meme recently.
That's like my favorite toy.
Kanji Clan wants their money too.
You know what, though? The Force Link, he doesn't say, "Tell that to Kanji Club."
He doesn't. He doesn't say that. He doesn't. He just says, "The Wrath has escaped. You're a dead man, Solo." Anyway, thank you all for listening.
I'm really upset. I'm really upset that you got a Poe Dameron and you didn't get his boyfriend, and now he's lonely.
He's all alone. I'll probably go out later today and see if there's any left.
Yeah, but is he?
See. You're just feeding into Dana's addiction, which, you know,
it's true.
It's bad. Anyway,
I have a whole room dedicated to this stuff.
I know. So I have two rooms: one room in my house and one room at my parents' house.
Oh, and I guess technically my bathroom counts too.
So. Oh yeah, your bathroom is awesome. Anyway, thank you all for listening to another episode of Resistance Radio. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at @RRadioPodcast or on Facebook at facebook.com/ResistanceRadioPodcast. Remember to visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/ResistanceRadioPodcast. As always, I'm Mikey B.
I'm Danya.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Dano.
And may the Force be with you.
And also with you.